Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The focus is on the individual performers that we have seen here, whether it's Aaron Judge chasing a triple crown, we know what he's doing, or Pete Alonso chasing the Mets' all-time home run record, or possible MVP. And while the Mets have never had an MVP, it's just not something that me, as a sportsman, I'm more about the team. I'd rather talk about the team success and get behind that. I can't get into the individual accolades, even with it being, for Alonso's case, let's say, the Mets' all-time leader in home runs. It really doesn't do much for me.
This, to me, is a great this is a contradiction. It's funny, as I hear you say that, and I know how you feel about that because you've said it before, it doesn't add up to me knowing the other things that you love about the sport, whether it's baseball cards, whether it's this week in baseball,
the records,
collecting the stickers. Like, to me,
well, 62 means something to me.
Yeah, I got you. Listen, I will say, and I don't mean this is any shade. And you know, I've been on basically the top three MVP bandwagon for Pete, so this is not shade. I mean, it's not like it's Hank Aaron's home run record. It's, you know, it's not right. It's the Mets' home run, and I don't mean that as a shot.
No, but it
means something to the Met fans, and it means something to the Mets. But I don't know. I just think about when I was first introduced to baseball. Well, when I was first introduced to any sport, I didn't associate records like Wilt Chamberlain or Y.A. Tittle with football. But I remember very distinctly being very young, knowing about Joe DiMaggio's hit streak or Ted Williams hitting 400. I'm surprised the way you love baseball that these records really just, you don't get into them.
I'm sure that when the moment comes, and I want to have a little fun later on where we could kind of have our Pete pool and see when he's going to hit it, against who, home or away, whatever, if you project forward to get to those 10 more home runs. But now, I was at a game. I remember the game that I was at with Evan, actually. We were sitting together. I don't know if we went together, but we were sitting together at Citi Field where Gary Sheffield hit his 500th career home run. Maybe certain benchmarks like that are more impactful. And the fact that I can even remember that I was at that for an insignificant, like Gary Sheffield was an insignificant Met, but I remember the moment. Okay, so a 500th home run, maybe that could be something special. This home run record, it doesn't really mean a lot. And maybe it is because of the futility prior. Like, David Wright was not a home run hitter, and then his bad back took him out. Daryl Strawberry, if he were a lifelong Met,
yes,
he would have had should have hit 500
yes.
career home runs.
Yeah, so, there's almost an underachievement and disappointment when you think about Straw and Doc
right,
with the Mets.
Right, so now it's not minimizing what Pete is about to accomplish, because I do think Pete Alonso's legitimate, but he's still, I don't want to say in the infancy of his Mets career, but we're still early on. He's 30 years old. Like,
yeah.
he's still got years to go to tack onto that. The person who maybe chases Pete's record one day, assuming Pete stays here for 4 years, all right, maybe that'd be a bigger deal. I just personally can't get behind it. The MVP, a little different only because I've never seen it as a Mets fan. The triple crown for Judge. I don't know. Those are special individual accolades that are nice, and it's a nice, like R.A. Dickey winning a Cy Young. Or Reyes winning a batting title. To me, it's like, I don't really care about
it. Let me ask you this. Just back to Pete, to Pete. Would it feel different if he had just signed the 6 or 7 year deal? Is part of the steam that's taken out of this a little bit for you from a record perspective? You don't know if he's going to be here next year.
No, I think that, I would admit that it bothered me a year ago thinking long term, like, oh, Pete's going to get the home run record. He's not going to be here or whatever. Maybe that's a little part of it, but I think it's more about the, I hate to use the word futility that the Mets have had, but
that's the second time, by the way, you used it.
I know, but it's not a special record. Like,
yeah, no, I hear you on that.
It's their franchise record, so it's special to the Mets, but it's not like it's some great feat.
Yeah, but you got to start somewhere. Yeah, so think about this. So the reason why you were so, and not to put words in your mouth, but just remember the conversations you and I had. The reason Sal was so pumped up about, first of all, Cohen buying the team, but really the Soto acquisition, is that it raises the profile and obviously heightens the credentials and the aura of the Mets. Now, that's a slow step-by-step process. You can't buy your way there. but you can accelerate it, right, with the right moves and with money. And, you know, over time, when Pete goes by Strawberry and then, you know, let's say Pete gets a 3 or 4 year deal. I'm just throwing this out there. And let's say Pete finishes with 450 home runs as a Met, or maybe five if he stays healthy and he's here long enough. Well, now the records become more revered because they are more records of, like, benchmark significance.
Right. Yeah, that I could see, but that's projecting it forward. This particular record is not really doing much for me, nor would, like, I'd rather, and you know I love Soto and predicted he was going to win the MVP, but I want the team's success. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. I never got
Well, you got both so far.
Well, now, yeah.
That's like the Mets are languishing 11 games. Well, I could see if the Mets were sitting here in fourth place.
Well, as I said yesterday, and I think this is the bigger picture stuff, think about what we're talking about for the Mets, who have been in existence since 1962. Obviously, the Yankees are second to none when it comes to records and history. Like, you look up their all-time home run leaders, it's the all-time greats in the sport.
Yep.
So that's a totally different end of the spectrum when you compare it to what the Mets have had. And I'm not trying to minimize what has been my favorite franchise, obviously, in Major League Baseball with the Mets. But really now, we're witnessing the beginning of what we expect to be a legitimate top-tier upper echelon franchise. Lindor, Soto, Alonso, arguably when all said and done, I think are going to be the three greatest position players that the franchise has ever seen all together at once. Now, maybe 5, 10 years down the road, they start to build some records that in 15, 20, 30 years down the road, some people will be chasing. That makes it more special. But right now, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, well, Piazza was a Dodger.
Yeah.
Wright got hurt.
Yeah.
Strawberry.
Reyes left.
Reyes left.
Doc left.
You know,
Darryl
there were so many lean years. I don't know if it's because I'm a Met fan or just because the records aren't that special or just because it's me not caring about the individual records as opposed to the team success.
I understand that. So to me, you know, you mentioned the Yankees records and that. And I remember when Mattingly hit the home run consecutive games, Dale Long did that, right? I remember actually hearing one of the calls in my car. My dad was young. My dad was driving. I guess we were on the Gowanus. We were going to my grandma's house, and I actually heard Mattingly. It was the one in Texas that just went over the left field wall over Pete Incaviglia's head. If you're old enough and you know the visual, you know what I'm saying. If not, go YouTube it, right? So I love anything with the Yankees. But I also remember, you know, really vividly following and really caring about George Brett's pursuit of 400 in 1980. I was seven. I had just fallen in love with the game. So while I'm a Yankee guy, you're a Met guy, we're baseball guys, I still find baseball's records, even independent of the locals and the pursuit of those records, fascinating. Well, I love them.
I don't disagree with that. I'll give you an example. The record I care about most this year, I want to see Judge get 400. Hitting 400 to me is not just an individual thing or a team, team record.
Yeah.
Somebody that hit 400 is a major deal.
He's not hitting 400.
I'm just saying like that, but that's something that I like, the chase for 400.
Okay.
Right, like you were talking about with Brett, or we remember it years ago.
I remember
those. Wynn,
yeah, 1980, I remember
it. Okay, so you're going
this
back.
This week in baseball,
even the Mattingly thing, like hitting home runs in consecutive games, hitting four home runs in a game. Like, those things are special to me because it involves the entirety of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a franchise record
for a team that has not
or a batting title for Reyes, who's my guy. I love Reyes, but like a batting title for Reyes in a year where the Mets were useless as a team, or a Cy Young in a year where a team is useless. Like, that doesn't, it just doesn't, without the team's success behind it, it means less. And Pete's record is not about this year. It's more about a culmination of two things: his home run prowess, and the lack of power from the Mets franchise.
You need a championship is the bottom line. That's what you need. You need a championship.
Or sustained success. I'm happy with where everything's at.
I know you are.
I just don't. I feel like too big a deal is being made of this.
Well, I think it's going to be, by the way, I hope it happens in Queens for Pete. And I hope it happens in Queens for the Met fan. I mean, if not, you can't control whatever. But I think that trot around the bases, I think it's going to be, well, I'm not trying to make it more than it is. I mean, it's not home run number 500.
Right, that's what I mean.
But I get it. But Darryl is a New York baseball icon. It really is. And for Pete to, you know, feel that adulation, and maybe because it was such a complicated journey, like to this point, there was a real chance Pete Alonso, you know, hits the home run with Toronto this year or goes somewhere else. I just think it's, it has, listen, It hasn't been linear with Pete. It started at an incredibly high level, breaking Judge's rookie home run record. And then it was really good the first couple of years. And then it took this vicious downturn. The batting average, the fans, you know, hey, maybe we don't need him. Maybe he's not that good of a fielder. Maybe he's not going to age very well. Things that I stand by.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But that has been almost paused for now. And I think it's awesome. I'm just happy for the guy.
Yeah, and maybe when it, you know, when we get closer to it and starts to become a reality, I'm sure I'll be happy for him and excited for it, but it just doesn't mean as much. Maybe a part of it is because look at the player that Piazza was, even though he did the majority of that, you know, a lot of the damage with the Dodgers.
For sure.
The player that Straw was at his peak. David Wright is his peak. I don't think Alonso has been there yet consistently enough. We were talking about.
Man.
Yeah, I mean,
I hear
that
you.
Is part of it.
I don't know what you want me to tell. Yeah. I'm trying to get you there, buddy.
Yeah. No, I know.
And
I'm more into the like. Are you? Do you care about the triple crown for Aaron Judge?
Of course.
Yeah.
Now it does. Now it doesn't supersede the success of the Yankees.
Right.
You know, to me, it's always team oriented stuff first.
Right.
For sure.
But at least
that's, but if you get both, and you might this year.
But at least that's the triple crown.
I got
400 is 400.
I'm not sitting here trying
62
to.
62 is 62.
Yeah. I'm not trying to connect Pete Rose. I mean, Pete Alonso passing Darryl and equivocating it to, you know, Ted Williams or or triple crown. I got you. But I think it's cool. I just love records. And I'll tell you. The other records in sports, like, you know, you see things in golf, you like, you know, all this. Even last year, you know, I love Dante DiVincenzo. Dante DiVincenzo, the single season Nick 3-point mark. All right.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it, but I mean, yeah, I'm going to give you a golf clap because.
I like when Starks did it. I don't know about DiVincenzo.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The volume, so many things have changed in sports. Touchdown passes, rushing yards, sacks, whatever it might be. There has been a watered down, to me, basically. Desensitized nature to the accumulation of records. The volume of doing things now is out of whack. And I still think one of the sacred things in sports is going yard. It's still freaking hard to hit a home run. So I enjoy the home run records more than the other nonsense, which to me doesn't mean a whole lot at this point.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Larry is in Westchester joining the conversation. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Sal, BT. How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
What's happening, buddy?
Good. Two things I want to get to. First of all, with Alonzo, yeah, I'm an old guy, you know, 68, old-time Mets fan. The record is nice, but I still think winning succeeds everything.
Sure.
It's not how many home runs you hit. Yeah. It's the team success.
Well Larry, Larry, I'm sorry. I want you to make your next point here, but this because you said that you're 68, so you've seen a lot of baseball. You've seen all the Mets baseball. You could very easily be in a Dave King. You could very easily be in a Dave Kingman situation now, where Kingman's launching 40 something home runs, and the Mets are going to win 68 games. So while you guys want to win, and that should always be the mark. I mean, right now you've got a chance to do both: honor a guy who's carved out a nice niche in the franchise, but also win some games and maybe win a championship.
Yeah, and I know that, like, I'm not trying to make it one or the other. Obviously, everybody's going to say team success. I'm just saying for me as a fan, personally, Sal, as a fan, I don't really get into the individual. I'm giving you examples where the Mets have had success before. Now, DeGrom was a little different because of his dominance,
mm-hmm.
and he did it consistently, the back-to-back Cy Youngs,
yep.
a little different. But even then, I was like, eh. I was more frustrated with that because
he didn't. The run support.
I wanted him to pitch game one of the postseason. I'm more aggravated with the Mets for wasting what was the best pitcher that I ever saw for 2 years, not having him pitch. Like, it is criminal that Jacob DeGrom at his peak with the Mets did not pitch game one of a postseason series. Jose Reyes batting titles. R.A. Dickey Cy Young. Yeah, that's fun. Mm. But, I want it to be, you know, combined with the team success. And Pete is not about just a season or an incredible season, which, by the way, he may have. The MVP means a lot more to me than the home run record.
Yeah, as it should. As it
never
should.
Happened before. If he or Lindor could win an MVP, now do I really? Am I go out and buy T-shirts and MVP? No, I'm not. I just don't get into that.
Well, he's all about the MVP. Hashtag.
And some fans would be. Yeah. I'd like to have the Mets, win an MVP. I think that would be a nice box to check.
Uh-huh.
But it does not mean as much to me without the team's success. Jason is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Jason?
What up, Jay?
Hey, boys. Good morning. Sal, I'm totally with you. I think it's awesome, and I love Pete, and I'm getting a real high this year off of him carrying the team and being just super consistent, not going after crappy pitches. He's just playing smarter, and it's so much fun. But the home run record's nice, but it reminds me of when Santana got the no-hitter, and every Met fan was taking their shirt off and running the street. Ah, they got a no-hitter. Who cares? And then it cost him his career, and he was never the same pitcher again because they had to go off that stupid thing. It's like, I know the home run record's a little more significant because, BT, I totally agree with you. The home run has not been watered down. If anything, it's been purified after all the steroid crap.
Mm.
So I think it's great, but obviously team success. But I'm just more happy to see Pete just playing a full game. His game is, so well-rounded this year. It's great.
He looks, thanks, Alex. Yeah, thank you, JC. Looks happier. He's having more fun. That's the more important thing. Not chasing down a franchise record that, when you compare it to others, is not really that great. I will say the no-hitter, to me, was different. As a fan, I always wanted to go to the game that the Mets threw a no-hitter. That was a big deal. They didn't have a no-hitter. I saw the Yankees throw endless no-hitters in my prime as a fan.
Sure.
I wanted the Mets to get a no-hitter. I wasn't at that Johan no-hitter, but that was a big deal. And even now, it's looked at as less than because it's, fair ball, foul ball by Beltran, but still the no-hitter was a little bit different. That, to me, was a bigger accomplishment even than the home run record.
It was a good one-hitter. He was good.
Yeah.
Listen, here's the beautiful thing I think about the pursuit for Pete here. So, granted, it's not that massive historical benchmark, but if you love Pete Alonso, and there's a legion, an army of young fans, because younger fans don't fixate on the flaws as much as we do. Like, we sit here and we talk about, is he worth 7 or 8 years, 6 years? What's the market going to be? Well, he's 30, he's right-handed, he plays first base, he's a righty batter, blah, blah, blah. Batting average going backwards before this year. When you're 8, 9, 10 years old, you don't focus on that.
Right.
I didn't focus on that as much. So I think what this is doing is probably reinforcing the fact that Pete's going to be here longer than we thought. And to me, so it's less about the record, because again, it is, no disrespect, but it's a nominal achievement compared to some of the all-time great marks. But the better Pete plays and the more home runs he hits, the more likely it is that Pete's going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
And that's got to be a good thing for the Met fan.
Yeah, the Met fan wanted him off of 2 down years, so they're certainly going to want him to remain here. And by the way, I've come around to that. I don't know how you can move on from Pete, especially now when you take out Vlad as an option. What are the other options?
Yeah.
We could have that conversation.
But I think it ties in. Yeah. For me, I don't know if there's a direct correlation.
Right, because if he broke it and bounced.
Correct.
That would really.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that would bother me. All right, when we come back, I asked Hoff during that segment there to look up the all-time home run leaders for each franchise.
Oh, I love it. We're getting nerdy today.
Well, I want to see not just all the numbers, but where the Mets, because initial thought, you would think, the Mets record, what is it, 250?
I'll guess. I won't even look at it. I'll guess coming up. So basically what you're saying is the Mets home run record in relation to all the other teams in baseball, I'll guess. I'm not going to look at all.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.